Welcome to episode 49 of the Transforma tu Inglés Profesional podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Smith. Today, I will be talking with Alistair, an amazing coach from my team, all about the important pronunciation issues connected to especially and specially, the key differences in meaning between both of them, a cheesy song with the word especially, and why you are often on safer ground if you use especially. This podcast helps you push your business English communication skills to the next level so that you can grow professionally and achieve your international career goals. So without further ado, let's get straight into it. Enjoy. Hi everyone. Today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, which is all to do with the Spanish word especialmente. Now, this word can cause a few problems when we translate it over to English, because we have two options in English and they can be a little bit tricky. So as usual, I'm here with Alistair. Hi Alistair.
Hi Daniel, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm especially well today, actually. I don't know okay. why, just maybe because it's a sunny day, blue sky, so I'm feeling especially right. in a good mood.
Right, okay, yeah.
You see, well, what I did there?
Yeah, it was very, very clever, very clever. Yes, so Alistair thought he would get a quick lesson in there right in the first sentence. And yes, basically we're looking at that word, especialmente, and of course in English we have two options. And that type of situation can be a little bit difficult, because when you are thinking about this word in Spanish, you kind of know that maybe there are two options, but you're just not really sure which ones to use. And so let's make it clear about what those two options are. Maybe you can go ahead, Alistair, and give us the actual layout of those particular two options that are available.
Well, I just use one, and that's the one easiest one for Spanish speakers to use, because it's more natural, because it's especially beginning with an E. So like in the Spanish pronunciation, you know, especialmente, especially. Mm-hmm. So it comes very naturally to Spanish speakers. And they tend to use that one all the time. And that's generally okay, because it is the more common, as we will see. Yeah. So but there is another word, specially, beginning with an S. So there's no E at the beginning. And this is a bit more difficult. Also, we talked, as before we started recording, from a pronunciation, not only from a meaning point of view, but from a pronunciation point of view. Because for Spanish speakers, beginning a word with an S sound is, well, I don't think it exists in Spanish, words beginning with S. So generally, a word in Spanish with S begins with E, E, like España. And in English is Spain. So we don't have the E sound at the beginning. We just go direct to the S, no?
Yeah.
And Spanish speakers have a tendency, not all of them, but to put that, it's very difficult for them not to put that extra semi-vowel sound at the beginning. So they'll say Spain instead of Spain. So it's hard for them to begin a word with S. They tend to put that E sound at the beginning, like there's many words, no? Train station. So they might say train station with that because in Spanish it's estación.
Absolutely.
So to distinguish, for them to hear the difference between especially and specially is quite difficult, number one. And number two, even more difficult, is when they have to pronounce those two words, they find it difficult to, they can pronounce especially no problem, because it's the exception where we do put the E sound before the S. Maybe it's the only one, I'm not sure. But especially beginning with S is much more difficult for a Spanish speaker.
Yeah, maybe we should do this in the fluency community. I think it would be a really good challenge, in fact. But yeah, I think your point there about pronunciation is really, really true. And I think, these two options that we have in English, it's kind of like in so many situations, in so many contexts, we're kind of like saying to our clients, be careful with that E at the front. You know, you can't say Spain, you can't say Estación, right?
Está, you know, está.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But in this particular case, we are actually giving you permission to actually use that, right? Because in this particular case, we do have the E at the front there for especially. And so you can use that way you pronounce in Spanish with full confidence, right? Basically, you can say especially. In this case, it's correct. Right?
You could say it's the exception that proves the rule.
Yes, that's right.
So in this case, it's okay. You can make that sound, but usually not.
That's right.
But then just to complicate matters, as the subject of this episode is, then just to be irritating for Spanish speakers, we managed to have another word, especially, that does begin with the S without the E.
That's right.
So then that's like, why do you have two words? You say, well, unfortunately, each of them has a particular, slightly different meaning or different use, perhaps, that you need to understand, and then you need to pronounce them correctly. So it's it's a double problem, if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the second word that starts with S, there you do have to be careful. It's like all the other words in English that start with an S. You know, you have to really pronounce that S sound properly, okay? In English, remember that we have two particular S sounds. We have the S, like obviously in this case, especially or Spain, for example. And we would describe that as kind of like a snake on serpiente, right? Yeah, it's like a S. Yeah, okay. And then there is another S sound in English, which is the sh sound, often with the SH, but not always. For example, sugar is an...
Yeah. Or sure, I just thought of another one. Yes.
Yeah,
sugar, sure.
SU, yeah, absolutely.
Can also sound.
Exactly. Now, in this case, we don't have to worry about the sh sound, but it's an important sound to get right. But yeah, in this second option, you have to use that snake sound, okay? So it's specially... Okay, straight S there. Okay, so that's really covers the whole issue of pronunciation. And even though we say that, it's sometimes difficult to know really whether even native speakers, right, are saying especially or specially. It can be hard for us too. And so don't get worried about that. But it's useful for you to know that you've got those two options, right?
Yeah, maybe you notice it more in writing.
Definitely.
Because actually when people speak and speak quite quickly, it's hard to actually differentiate. You don't really hear the especially or the specially. Although the speaker knows which one they're using subconsciously, because we know it's difficult for the other person listening to actually identify which one you use. But obviously when you write in an email or a letter, obviously then people can easily see that you've made a mistake using the wrong one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Good. All right. So there you go. The two options. Now, what we'll do now is we'll kind of get into the whole idea of the meaning and what the difference in meaning is between the two, because that's really important. So let's go firstly with especially, okay, because that's especially important. So what is the meaning of especially, Alistair? We do have a Spanish translation here, don't we?
Well,
so
I think there are two meanings you could translate to Spanish. The first one we're going to look at is sobre todo. Mm-hmm. Now, in English, sobre todo, you can say above all, which is an option you can also use, but you can use especially with that meaning of above all, sobre todo. So probably to express your sort of preferences above other things. So maybe you like something generally, but you have a particular favorite of those things. So above all or especially. So for example, Daniel, I don't know, do you like fruit? Do you eat fruit?
I do. I like fruit, all types of fruit, to be honest. Right. But I guess you're going to ask me something specific, aren't you?
Yeah, if there's one you know you like especially, or you especially like, I think sounds better. Yeah, if you have a particular favorite fruit.
Yes. Yeah, I think I probably, bananas are my favorite fruit, probably, overall, just because they kind of like, just easy, healthy snack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, easy to eat, and you peel, easy to peel, and...
Yeah.
You don't have to wash them because you peel them.
No, that's right. Yeah.
So very convenient fruit, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I do especially like bananas. I like apples. Apples too. I have an apple a day.
Ah, almost. To keep the doctor away,
yes,
as we say in English.
We do say that in
Meaning
English.
Meaning apples are healthy. Good for your
teeth. I don't know whether that expression exists in Spain as well with the apple.
People let us know. You know, send us an email.
Absolutely.
Does that expression or something similar exist?
I think it does.
An apple a day
I got the feeling.
Keeps the doctor away. Should be keeps the dentist away. Well, both, I think. Vitamin C and it's supposed to be good for your teeth.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, I like fruit, especially strawberries, probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
And pineapple, maybe those two.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, especially strawberries.
Okay. Do you like to go strawberry picking? Have you ever been strawberry picking?
I did in England.
Yeah, because it's quite common in England, isn't it?
Yeah, I've never done it in Spain. I think you'd have to be in Huelva, possibly, is the big strawberry growing region of Spain.
Ah, really? Okay, yes, of course, it's true.
So I've never been to Huelva, so I've never been strawberry picking. Maybe you can do it in other places. No, in Spain, yeah. I've never done it. In England, it's quite common. You're just driving in the countryside and you see a sign, no?
Yeah.
You know, strawberry picking, or pick your own strawberries.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And you stop the car, they give you a basket and you pick your own strawberries and they charge you by weight, I think, if I remember.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did that a few, not very often, but now and again.
Yeah. Last year, my kids went blueberry picking, which was quite cool.
There's a lot of picking in England, blueberry picking,
yeah,
strawberry
picking.
Yeah,
picking your own fruit.
Seems to be quite a common thing, but I've not seen it so much in Spain. Maybe in other regions. I mean, we're living in Madrid, so.
Yeah.
But maybe you're in Galicia or somewhere, or it's more common, this kind of thing. If you live in a rural area, I suppose. I'm sure it's more common.
Yeah. Good. All right. So especially, sobre todo. But then there's another kind of meaning, right? Because we thought that it can mean obviously sobre todo, but also particularmente.
Yeah, particularly. So we also have the word particularly that you can use, particularmente, but you can use especially with the meaning of particularly. So, I mean, for example, I don't know if you've caught did you catch the metro at all in Madrid over Christmas time or early in the morning?
I think I went once just to see the Christmas lights.
Classic, going to Madrid to see the Christmas lights. Yes. And was it crowded?
I don't think it was especially crowded because we chose a time that was like where everybody was like doing something else. I can't remember which day or time.
Or something.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember. So it wasn't especially crowded, no. Yeah.
But the streets, I'm sure, in the evening when the lights are on at Christmas, you know, the center of Madrid around Gran Vía, Sol it's especially crazily packed with people.
It is.
Crowded, packed. You can use those two words to describe when somewhere is very full with many people, no?
Absolutely.
The metro is especially crowded in general in the mornings, no? In the rush hour, it's a good expression, no? La hora punta. So you have the morning rush hour and the evening rush hour. And in those times, the metro in Madrid or anywhere in any city in the world, I suppose the underground in London would be the same as especially crowded, especially full of people. So particularly crowded, no? Particularmente.
Yeah.
So you can use it with that meaning, no?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. So that's especially has kind of two, can be sobre todo or it can be particularmente. Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
I feel, how do you feel in the mornings when you wake up? I mean, I feel especially grumpy, I think, early mornings before I've had my breakfast or a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I mean, this basically comes down to the question of whether you're a morning person or an evening person, right? And I think that in that way, I think I agree with you. I think I'm especially grumpy in the morning.
Grumpy is gruñón, I think.
I don't know whether I would describe myself as being grumpy, but just not very talkative.
Yeah. Less active, less talkative, less awake.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm more of a night owl.
Yeah.
As opposed to an early bird. We're getting some good expressions in here. Improvising. Early bird is people who light the morning. You wake up with the birds who wake up very early, you know, with the sunrise. Or a night owl, an owl búho. Or there's other words in Spanish for owl, but búho is one of them. We just have one word, owl, I think.
Yeah,
night owl. So obviously they're nocturnal animals. They wake up at night. Yeah. So if you prefer the night, then you're a night owl. I think I'm more of a night owl than an early bird.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
I'm definitely a night owl because I want to go to sleep in the evening, like, you know, quite early, but I just can easily just go to bed too late.
I shouldn't go to bed. I must go to bed early. And then suddenly it's 1 o'clock, like last night, about 1:30 in the morning. It's like, what am I doing? Go to bed. Because I suddenly wake up and start wanting to read things and listen to music. The most dangerous thing is, here's an expression, to go down a rabbit hole in YouTube. That is the most dangerous thing, like I did last night. So a rabbit hole, a hole where, like Alice in Wonderland, the white rabbit disappears down a hole, agujero. And in internet, and particularly YouTube, you start watching one. I'm just going to have a look at quick video of something, and then you notice another video, and that video leads you to another video and another one, and suddenly 3 hours later you're 3 o'clock in the morning going, Yeah. I must go to bed. Why am I working?
Yeah.
And it's often something completely different than you started with.
Yes, that's right.
So one thing that's leads you to another. This is going down a rabbit hole.
It's a dangerous rabbit hole. It's very dangerous. That's for sure. Yeah.
It's a terrible invention, YouTube. Very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But I've noticed that you're a night owl. I have noticed because sometimes you send me message, you know, maybe related to something specific or, yeah, like, oh, this guy stays up late. You know,
yeah, yeah, terrible habit. Yes. So probably why I'm not so good in the morning, because, you know, I stay awake.
Yeah,
late,
that's true.
I
don't
sleep in. I never sleep more than about 6 hours, really.
It's like a vicious circle.
I've been in a vicious circle for about 20 years. Because in Spain, everything is late, as we spoke. We spoke in another episode about this, about getting used to things, no?
Yeah.
So I got used to the Spanish culture of eating, having dinner late, staying up late. So Spanish people in general don't sleep as much as other countries, so they tend to stay up later and eat later. But I've taken that to the extreme, if you like. So, you know, it's ridiculous. So, and then you don't sleep much, therefore you're tired, and therefore I need my siesta, so I become addicted. So another Spanish culture I've adopted. So it is a vicious circle.
You were born in the wrong place.
I was born in the wrong country. I found my place in the
world.
Clearly.
Absolutely.
But I'm not sure it's healthy, really. So I always need my hour at some point in the afternoon, if I can. It's not always possible because I'm working, to get my siesta, because I have to recover because I'm tired because I didn't sleep well. And then because I have a long siesta, if I can, it gets to midnight, I'm not tired because I had a siesta. So therefore, I stay awake till 2 o'clock, and then, and it goes on and on. So I'm caught in this.
On those days, you're especially tired, I guess.
Yes, if I don't get my siesta, I'm especially tired because I need it. Although I still stay up late, even then. So I mean, that's just that's just crazy. I think it's a kind of mental illness. I need to see a psychiatrist or something. Okay. So yeah, I'm definitely a night owl. But, you know.
Yeah, well, that's clear. That's clear.
But I do wake up. If I have to wake up early, I wake up early, and I have to work. So, you know, I have no choice.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Like most
people. Yeah.
We've gone off on a tangent again.
We have, digress. We digressed. But we have just kind of basically started our fluency community, which is super interesting. And I wanted to ask you one quick question related to especially. So I kind of wanted to ask you whether there was anything that you especially liked over the kind of past week related to our new fluency community
that started last week. And we had the first live sessions last Thursday, a week ago. Yeah, well, I mean, this community is, we're going to come on to this later. So I'll save this bit for later.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're going to get into the next meaning of the other word.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the bit that I especially like or enjoyed, I think was, well, I did enjoy the live session, was great, communicating directly with our clients. But I think the bit I especially enjoyed was we put a challenge each week. And we asked the members of the community to post videos of themselves on a particular theme that we give them. Now, and they have to talk about something just for a minute or two. And I think I especially enjoyed seeing the video, watching the videos, listening to our clients, to the members of the community speaking, and then you can comment. So it's really nice commenting on the videos, you know, giving them encouragement, saying, yeah, great video, really good, or maybe pointing out some mistake they make. So that interaction with the videos and then being able to comment on the content of the video, I especially enjoyed or enjoy.
Yeah.
Mm. And you, which bit do you especially like?
I mean, of course, this is kind of another expression here, work in progress, right? This is kind of a work in progress, and we are still kind of trying to work out exactly what the best way is to manage the whole thing. But I think I really, especially like the live sessions, I think. We did have a few technical issues.
Yeah.
A few little
with my voice,
iffy.
My sound was not great.
It was a bit iffy, not ideal. But hopefully we've got to the bottom of that. And
sorted it out. We've solved that problem.
That live interaction is especially nice, I think. It's especially nice.
Absolutely. Okay.
So good. Fantastic. So that is clear. So now let's go on to this second meaning, which is specially, right? It's just with that front S straight there.
Without that A sound.
Exactly. Specially. So what does that mean, Alistair? Specially.
Well, I was about to say in the previous conversation is this the fluency community is specially designed, specially made for those clients, those people who especially want to be fluent, be more fluent. So to practice speaking and to get more fluent. And it gives them the opportunity, obviously, in the community to interact with us and also interact between them and to be able to speak and have conversations, particularly in the live sessions. And this is, so it's specially designed for that, for those students who especially have problems, perhaps. Well, not necessarily problems, but they want to be more, maybe they don't have that many opportunities, perhaps, to use their English on a day-to-day basis. Or maybe they do, but they want to have extra practice to improve their fluency. So it's specially useful or specially made, designed for that purpose. No?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Good. So that was really nice use of the word. So when do we really use that then, that specially? Yeah. It's kind of when it's something that has been really, it's almost like sort of handmade or homemade, right? It's
customized, tailor-made is an expression you use often about tailor-made coaching sessions, courses.
That's right.
So one-to-one that are specially designed by, well, between the coach and the student or the client, to give them what they want or what they need. So that's specially designed, specially made, tailor-made. Yeah. So I think the definition that I found somebody saying was it refers to the purpose or the function or the specific purpose or function of something. And the example I heard, a good example is these scissors, tijeras, are specially designed for left-handed people. So they're specific scissors. Most scissors are for right-handed people, but there are some that are specially designed for left-handed people. And there's an example, and or a guitar. So if you're left-handed, perhaps you would prefer to use, or it's much easier for you to use a specially designed guitar for left-handed people. So like Jimi Hendrix used famously a left, oh no, actually I don't think he did. He turned a right-handed guitar upside down.
Did he?
If you watch any video of Jimi Hendrix and you notice that his guitar is the wrong way around because he's using a right-handed guitar, left-handed.
But
then manufacturers of guitars started making specific, so specially made guitars for left-handed people.
Right.
So it depends. Okay. You can choose. If you're left-handed, you could play a right-handed guitar the wrong way around, which has some problems because the controls, the volume controls are in the wrong place.
Oh, yes, of course.
For example.
That's true.
Or you can buy a specially designed guitar for a left-handed person.
Yeah.
So there's the use of specially, not especially.
Absolutely. We have to almost emphasize this, right? We kind of overemphasize it.
Yeah, because if I say it quickly, the listeners are not going to hear the difference.
That's right.
Because really it sounds the same if you speak quite quickly in a natural way. So yeah, we have to sort of stop and say especially. Especially like pause to emphasize it.
That's right. So that's really well explained, Alistair. I love that. That was really good. Yeah. So especially, it's something very special. It's unique. You know,
this if you think of the word special, that helps you, I think.
It does. So
this is a special guitar. It's not a common, ordinary, everyday. So the vast majority, I don't know, 90% of guitars are right-handed because most people are right-handed, but for those zurdos, I think is the word, left-handed people, the guitar manufacturers specially manufacture guitars for left-handed people. It's special. This guitar is special. It's not necessarily unique, but there are not many of them. There are few of them. They're special. They're different.
Yeah.
So if you think of it that way, it sort of helps. Yeah. I think.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's a good way to think about it. Yeah, connect it with that word special. If something is special, then it might be, you could apply the word specially.
Yeah, because it might have been specially made or specially tailor-made or customized to your particular needs.
That's right. Exactly.
Another example I heard that I think is very good is police dogs. There are dogs used by the police. So it's not all dogs. So it's special dogs, no? There are police dogs that are specially trained to detect drugs, no? To sniff. Sniff is to use your nose to detect a smell, no? To sniff out drugs.
Yeah.
So they're not ordinary dogs. Oh, well, they're dogs. They're ordinary dogs, but they're specially trained, or specifically trained, you could say.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To find drugs, no? Illegal drugs.
Of course.
So there's another example that they're not just everyday ordinary dogs that we have as pets. No, they're very specific, special dogs used by the police who are specially trained to do a specific function, detect illegal drugs in the airport or wherever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's a good example, I think.
Good, yeah. So there you go. There you got the two meanings, the main two meanings at least. And when we were doing our research, we actually thought about, you know, what type of songs actually have this word in it? You know, can we find a song with especially or specially? And the only one that came to my mind was the song by Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan, which
from a long time ago, for those with long memories from the 80s.
Yes. We are showing our age. That's
we are
true.
Showing it, definitely. Absolutely.
Yes. And that title of that particular song has the E in front of it, so it'd be very easy for Spanish speakers to pronounce it. It's Especially For You. Now, I can remember I was a kid when that song came out, and it was just, it was all connected to the whole idea of this soap, which is very, very popular in Spain, in England, sorry, which is called Neighbours. Now, I don't think Neighbours was so popular in Spain at all.
It's Australian soap opera.
It is.
But it's huge in UK. I think it's still going now, no? So it started in the early 80s, mid 80s.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it's still going, I think. And
I think they almost stopped it, but then they've revived it.
I heard the other day they stopped it and now they've revived it.
Yes, that's true. Yes.
So and a lot of famous actors have gone on to Hollywood, or become singers like Kylie Minogue. And there's another, I can't remember her name, there's a very famous actress at the moment. Her name escapes me.
Margot.
Something.
I can't remember.
She was in a Tarantino film recently.
Yes.
And many films. Margot something. Anyway, I discovered.
Margot Robbie.
I discovered recently in an interview, watching an interview with her in YouTube, of course, down a rabbit hole. Okay. And she's Australian. Because all of them pretend to, when you see them in film, there are loads of Australian or New Zealand actors pretending to be Americans.
Right.
So they're working in USA, in Hollywood, and nearly all, they never use their own voice. They're always use Americans. And
that's
so
true.
You think they're American, and then you see them in an interview, and you go, oh my God, they're Australian. There's so many, it's unbelievable.
It is. It's quite
A few of them I've discovered, like Margot Robbie's go, oh yeah, I was in Neighbours. I think it's about three or four famous actors who are Australian, who everyone thinks are American, and they're all in Neighbours when they were like teenagers or young.
Absolutely.
And they've gone on to become Hollywood superstars or pop singers like Kylie. No? So that show has produced an incredible amount of successful people who began in Neighbours.
Absolutely. And when we discovered this song, Especially For You, we did say that it was a bit cheesy, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. A bit of a cheesy song.
Yeah. Now, this is an expression that is really interesting. Queso, which is super difficult to, like, most Spanish speakers would think, what has that got to do with cheese?
An adjective from cheese.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist in Spanish. You know, como queso.
Yeah.
Como queso. Quesoso. That doesn't exist.
A bit cheesy. That song is a bit cheesy. Now, what does that really mean?
I'm not sure I know exactly what the definition of cheesy is, but you have to describe.
It's like not cool. It's certainly not cool. Opposite of cool. Yes, that's right.
No, it's not guay or mola, they say here.
No, that's right. That's right.
So the opposite of cool, I think, is the best definition. So song or Neighbours, you could say, is a bit of a cheesy.
It's a bit cheesy too. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's full of sort of cliche, sentimental. Something very sentimental, not cool. So some kind of TV program, songs, you can say, it's a bit cheesy. So, it's full of sort of romantic cliches, maybe sentimental cliches.
Yeah.
Topicos, as they say in Spanish. So that would be a bit cheesy.
Yeah.
Hard to define exactly, but.
But it's worth mentioning, because you will hear native speakers use that word, maybe not in a business context, but certainly, you know, when they're talking about certain type of song or film or, you know, all sorts of different types of things, they might say that it's a bit cheesy. Yeah. So it's kind of a bit strange. A strange expression, but anyway, there you go.
Good word, cheesy, but slightly difficult to exactly define. There is a Spanish word, but it doesn't come to mind. So, if I remember it, I'll mention it in a future episode.
Yeah, it's on the tip of your tongue.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't quite. It's not cutre.
Right.
But it's something similar to cutre.
Yeah, it is similar to cutre.
It's
yeah,
like mal gusto, right, when somebody has. Like you might go to somebody's house and their decoration full of lots of gold, very exaggerated. Uh-huh. And there is a word in Spanish for that I can't remember. And it's sort of mal gusto, or bad taste. In your opinion, it's a question of your opinion. Of and you might say, oh my God, the decorator is so cheesy. It's a bit, bad taste, too exaggerated, no? Too much gold and silver or... but I can't remember the word, so anyway, help us, you know, send in emails, tell us
if you can imagine
what word I'm looking for.
We need your help, listeners. Okay, so let's just finish with one final point here, okay? Because obviously the main whole focus of this episode is that you have two options and you have to kind of make a decision, right, about which one you have to choose. And what we said before we kind of started recording was that you are generally on safer ground, right, if you choose especially, right, with an E at the front, because it's just more common, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to choose one, choose, and for the pronunciation is much easier, especially, and it's usually going to be correct because it is the most common. And also because something we haven't mentioned, sometimes you can use both with the same meaning. So
That's true.
For example, you could say, I bought this something, I don't know, I bought this cheese, going back to cheese, especially for you, or especially for you.
That's right.
So when you buy something or give someone to a particular person, you say, this is just for you. No, it's like a present. That song you could say especially, I think.
Probably, yes.
Probably, because it's especially for you. No, so especially for you, especially for you.
Yeah.
But as especially is the more common, that's what you're going to hear more often in like songs, for example.
Yeah.
Did we find a song with specially? I can't remember.
I don't think we did.
Maybe we couldn't find one. I don't think we did. So it is less common, you see. It's more difficult to find.
But the funny thing is was that I did literally have to look it up to see whether that song was especially for you or specially for you. So there you go. So, I mean, you know, even native speakers, we're kind of like thinking, is that specially for you or is it especially for you? You know, so...
I think both can be used there. So when you say, you know, I bought this... Like you buy somebody a present or somebody or something. Mm. Now you might say, I bought this, whatever it is, this cheese or whatever, especially for you or specially for you. So in fact, the song must be, you can use both, but they've chosen to use especially. Maybe it's easier to sing with two consonants. No, two, what's the word? Especially. Today I'm problems with our words.
I can't even remember myself. Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Go on.
It'll come to us in a second.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So anyway, it's got two sounds. No, so it might be easier to sing, for example. That could be a reason. Or just that it is the more common word that we use. That could be the only reason. No?
Yeah, absolutely.
Syllables.
Yes.
Thank you. It's got especially two syllables. No? Well, actually three syllables, especially. No, but especially has one less because you haven't got the syllable at the beginning. And that could be often in songs, simply the choice of words is very often just based on syllables. That what is the word that fits best to the to the melody or the music.
Of course.
So there may be no other reason than that.
Okay, fantastic. That's great, Alistair. Thank you very much for that. I'll just do a quick run over what we talked about, which obviously the whole story started with this word especialmente. In English, we've got two options, especially and specially. There's issues obviously there in terms of pronunciation, which is very, very important to take into consideration. Especially is very much like the sound that comes naturally to Spanish speakers. And then we have specially, which is more the sort of like a snake sound.
Yes. Okay. Beginning with S that is difficult for Spanish speakers.
Good. And then for especially, the meaning is kind of in Spanish would be another way in English that you could say that is above all. And we kind of use that in many different contexts there. And hopefully that was kind of clear for everyone. And then specially is basically when it's more a medida. It's like something that's tailor-made. It's something very special. Especial, it's not very common.
You could say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, and you can often connect it to the word special. If you think about the word special, and then, you know, often if it's really special, then it can be especially made, for example, right? Mm. And then we talked about a few songs. Well, one song in particular, and that was a little bit cheesy, and kind of just concluded with the fact that if you're not 100% sure, just go for especially, okay? Because most of the time, it will be that.
That will be correct.
Yeah.
And you used a nice expression with it. You're on safer ground. So I don't know, it'll be Tierra Más Segura. I don't know if, I'm not sure that's an expression in Spanish, but in English, yes, you're on safer ground. So yeah, it's safer, easier, better to use, more likely to be correct with especially than specially.
That's right.
So if you're not sure, if in doubt, go for the safer ground, especially. Yeah,
exactly. This is the one situation, the one moment that you can really go forward and express that E in front of the S. Yeah. You know, it's like, we give you permission, basically.
Yeah, we give you permission. With this one. But with all those other words, Spain, star, station, for example, don't put the E sound in front, which that's I know really is cool. difficult. Yep. It's a good thing to practice, actually, trying to begin your... Yeah. You've got to put your mouth in a different position to be able to begin with a S sound than a E sound.
Yeah, it's like the difficulty for us for the rolling Spanish R.
That's very complicated.
It's very complicated for English sound.
Yeah. Well, for me, no, because I'm from Liverpool. And in the in the Liverpool accent, we have the sound.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So from somebody from Liverpool pronouncing that now, Getafe,
is no problem.
Is not a problem. But for you, coming from Bournemouth in the south of England,
we don't have that
sound. Is much more difficult. No? And if you're Scottish, then that wouldn't be a problem because they
maybe that's true. Yeah,
because in Scotland they have the R sound, the strong rolling.
They do.
So they have an advantage over most English people because they can do that, which I have to think about consciously. It's very difficult. <isn't it? laughs>
Absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic, Alistair. Thank you very much. Really interesting. Loved it as usual. Thank you very much for your time. Yeah, and
a pleasure as always.
See you. Yeah, absolutely.
Especially interesting episode, I think. This
absolutely.
One.
Yeah. It was especially interesting. Yeah. Okay. Fantastic. Okay. Well, see you again next week.
Cheers.
All right. See you then. Bye. See you.